In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we hear the golden rule. This rule is misunderstood by most. To a lot of people, it's magic. It's kind of the law of attraction, wherein if you're good to people, they'll be good to you. That's not what the rule says. That's not the reason for the rule. The rule says you should be kind to those because that is how you would have them be to you. As you would have men do to you, so do to them. It has nothing to do with what men do to you. It has nothing to do with their response whatsoever. Now, there's always a reason to do things. What is the reason to do this? The world thinks it's so other people can be good to you, so that you can attract people to be kind to you because you're being kind to them. The Christian says, pure and simple, for one reason, and it's at the end of the gospel reading, because we are children of the highest. If we remembered this, we wouldn't sin. To be children of the highest. Remember that our Lord Jesus Christ is a son by nature. We're sons by adoption. There is nothing in our nature that is godly, except that God helps us to have it become godly. We were formerly aliens and afar off, and now we are brought near. And we have the privilege of being sons and daughters of the highest. Now, a good soldier is always aware that he is a soldier, whether he's in uniform or out. He knows that he represents his country and his commander. And therefore, he would not do anything that would make his country ashamed or his commander ashamed. So we should be. If a soldier can be this way, so we should be always aware that we are children of the highest. Truly, what the Lord says about doing good to those that do not do good unto us, that they do lend to those that are not expecting in return, these are powerful commands, but they cannot be accomplished unless we understand who we are. Really, Christianity is not doing things, it is being something. It is being a child of the highest. And as a result of being a child of the highest, with our heart full of thanksgiving, it becomes full of generosity. It becomes like the one who is our Father. We should remember this every moment and every second of every day. It will save you from sin. If you recall, I am a Christian, and I won't act like that. Not because it's a sin, not because I might have to confess it later, but because I am a child of the highest. I've been bought with a price. Something that I was not, now I can become. And the memory of that should be fixed in you. The Jews would put verses of the scripture on their foreheads. We should have the knowledge of God in our hearts. Especially that we, who are not worthy, are now made worthy by the blood of the Son, and we are children of the highest. This should motivate you in everything you do. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if you are motivated in a particular action or thought by the sure knowledge and that sure feeling inside that you are a child of God and that you've been bought with a price, not of yourselves, but a gift of God, that you will not sin. So if we have this memory within ourselves, at every moment, we would not sin. So it is quite obvious that we do not have this memory in ourselves. Many times I've spoken to many of you about what's the most important thing to do that day. When you get up in the morning, what's the most important thing to do? everything else pales in comparison. The most important thing to do is to be a Christian. Is to live like a son and a daughter of God. Because you've been given a great gift. And you should live in a way that is worthy of that gift. The true Christian is motivated by love, thanksgiving, generosity. Not by fear of punishment or by knowledge of the law and the rules and an ability to follow them. The true Christian is motivated by knowing that he is a child of God. That is why we do unto others in a way that we would have them do unto us. Everybody knows how you'd like to be treated. Everybody knows this. This is the so-called natural law. Everybody understands this. Sinners understand this. Criminals understand this. And they to themselves, to those that will give them in return, fulfill this law. But a Christian fulfills this law with everyone without considering what the result will be. Because that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke beautiful words. Deep doctrines. Showed great compassion and love to Judas as well as the other of the apostles. And he knew Judas was going to betray him. And yet, he treated him no differently. Not one iota of difference in how he treated Judas when they were walking about and he was ministering. Even though he knew Judas would betray him. He treated Judas as he would want Judas to treat him. And of course, he had the foreknowledge to know how Judas would. Sometimes we have the foreknowledge to know how someone will treat us. You can usually tell. You can tell when your kindness is going to be returned. When your honesty is going to be returned with honesty. But it doesn't matter. I'd say quite some time ago, years and years ago, this rule confused me because really the world does say it in a different way. They say, be kind to others so they'll be kind to you. And I was confused because you're kind to others and they're not kind to you. So then what do? Is the rule abrogated? No, because that is not what the rule is. The rule is live as your Father lives. Everywhere you see this, we are children of the highest. In the very beginning of the creed, we say this. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. If He's the Father, then we are the sons and daughters. And if He is good and compassionate and loving, then we should be too. Because we become like Him. In the end of this instruction by the Lord, He says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. That is only part of it. Be holy as your Father is holy. Be thankful as your Father is thankful. Be good as your Father is good. Be all things that God is. And of course, the quintessential example of how God is the God-man Jesus Christ, who showed us how to live. Really, we can talk moral ethics all day long. But they're of no use whatsoever. They don't make the soul alive unless the soul realizes who he is, who you are as a child of God, by no means of your own, and yet you are. This should motivate you. This is really the only motivation that is necessary for the true Christian. And among the saints, the ones who did incredible acts of mercy and compassion, this was always in their mind. They lived according to this truth. and so should we. And the reason why we're mediocre, the reason why we get upset when someone slanders us, why we're concerned about the latest office gossip, why we are always upset if things don't go our way, is because we forget that we're children of the highest. We are. Let's live like it. That's really the principle here. The Lord gives commands. He says, do this, do this, do this. And don't do that, and don't do that. But those are merely an outgrowth of who you are. A child of the highest. So may God help us to remember this truth. That's what really matters. If you remember that you are a child of God, then you will learn to act like one.